We've got, what shall I say, hosting your own party. A little bit of tips and advice from the Unwired team as to how to host your own party.
Hey, welcome to the party. The four of us, along with Host Worldwide and you, are launching Windows 7 Ultimate Software. So, you know what, let's take a minute or so to tell you about how great it is to host a launch party. You can use House Party tools to build your guest list, upload your pictures, which is his favorite, right? And you can even get a party pack. Though you're in your own home, you'll be able to participate with others in this exciting event around the world.
In a lot of ways, you're just throwing a party with Windows 7 as an honored guest. Sounds easy, and it is. But we thought you'd probably like to know what to do to get ready and how some hosts want their party to flow.
Yeah, but now the four of us got to have our parties a little ahead of schedule. You know, try everything out. So we thought we'd be able to tell you some of the tips that help make our parties
Alexander, I can't do it anymore.
Let's stop.
I can't do it.
It must be one of the most inconceived promotional campaigns of all internet time.
What is going on with Windows? Like, really?
I mean, this was a stunt that Microsoft pulled for the launch of Microsoft Windows 7 way back when, in the distant dawns of time. And they actually had a YouTube video showing you how to launch your own launch party and bring your friends around and demonstrate the great features of Windows 7 to them in the party event.
As if.
Well, and that video, rather marvellously, remains up. I mean, I would have taken it down in shame the day after it went up. But of course, the occasion for this is now soon it'll be time to have your own Windows 8 launch party.
Yay!
Because Windows 8 will launch officially in October.
Shall we have one?
Yeah, let's have a launch party.
I will be absent.
Oh, Rami, spoils.
I'm sorry. Apple user.
Party pooper.
Oh. I'm going to be going out there trying to find out how we can make their products more green.
Yeah, that's good.
So first week of August, manufacturers will see Windows 8 shipped to them. So the first computers will appear in stores in the first week of October. And you can buy the upgrade software if you like. And of course, Windows 8 is the version of Windows that will be tablet friendly, that will seek to reverse Microsoft's fortunes and once again bring it to relevance and to the forefront. So let's see if they decide to do it with launch parties or not.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we'll definitely keep that date in the diary and see what we can do. I have a couple of cool apps. Which I thought were quite interesting. One, let me see, Word Lens. I don't know if you've heard of this. It is apparently it's made a big splash last year with its ability to translate signs, menus, and other printed words simply by pointing your device's camera at them.
Oh, great!
Yeah. So it's now available on Android 2 with language packs for English, Spanish, English, French, English, Italian, and one is for free. So if
now that's a fine, because somebody was just bragging to me yesterday about Word Lens on their iPhone and saying, "No, you can't get it for Android."
Oh, well, there you go. Now you can.
Yes, and I'm off to get it as we speak. I'm going to have a Word Lens launch party.
Fabulous.
Sort of Google Goggles, but smarter.
Any other interesting? Well, there's one here, but
there's one that actually enable. It's called Enable Talk, which turns sign language into speech.
That's clever.
It's actually, you know, someone have to wear a glove, so it's still a little bit clunky. Someone would wear a glove, and then it transmits the movements of the glove into actual speech for the person sitting across from you. So if you are with someone who's not speaking, I can speak English.
Some words, some signs speak 1,000 words, don't they?
Exactly.
That's very clever. I like that.
I've got an app that rescues people from bad dates.
Oh, I've really? I know that
does
one.
Does it ring? I think
it's the phone that rings.
Yes, you can get the phone to ring and you can pick a profile of the person that will ring you.
Yeah.
You can also pick a scenario so you can have a realistic conversation as you slide away from the table in the restaurant.
Oh. I know someone's actually used that.
Who?
My mate, you know, when he was on a date with... no, I'm not telling you that.
Sport.
I haven't got any others. I've got some more stories, though, if anyone would like to hear those. Now, this was all over the news, and it kind of went without, it seems, anything actually happening, but was quite scary initially. And it was about the fact that apparently the internet was going to be down earlier in the week, and they were going to say it's going to have a massive impact on iPad users and everything.
Chicken licking and the DNS name changer.
What was that about?
DNS changer was a piece of malware which surfaced about 5 years ago, and the FBI has been making a huge fuss about it. And I have to say, Google's also been fussing about it, that over 250,000 computers were infected, and come the 9th, I think it was the 9th or the 7th, I think it was the 9th, that your computer would be unable to resolve DNS servers, domain name servers. Domain name servers are what make the internet work. It's what changes www.dubaii 1038.com into the string of numbers that the internet actually recognizes. So if your computer can't resolve DNS addresses, it just won't be able to use the internet. So the great fear was that over a quarter of a million, way over a quarter of a million people would just suddenly go down. And the FBI had been putting up some servers to try and ameliorate the problem, and then has switched those off and nothing happened. Okay. So it's a bit like the Millennium Bug, you know.
Right,
oh no, the internet's going to go down and everything's going to crash and airplanes are going to fall out of the skies and aliens are going to take over the world, and come the moment, nothing happened.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yes, so last week, nothing happened.
Yeah, exactly.
But apparently a lot of cell phone surveillance has happened. It's surged in the United States.
Okay. Cell phone surveillance?
Yeah.
Watching people, or sorry,
following
people,
phones,
let's say.
Yes. And some of it is unethical, so most of it is.
A little bit like the UK sort of media scandal, possibly.
Yeah.
The volumes of it are actually incredible. You're looking at telcos getting 250,000 requests a year from law enforcement agencies.
Right. Guys, I'm sorry, we must go to the news headlines. We'll come back and pick up on some of these stories a little bit later on in the programme. But we are going to be talking next about spam. Yes, the dreaded spam. We've got a number of guests joining us here in the studio as well to tell us about how to protect yourself against spam. Do you get a lot of it? Does it annoy you? Then this could be the show for you to help stop the spam on your system. That's all coming up.